misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. This is the quickest hour in internet radio. I'm your host, Ms. V out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg? Did you have a good Easter?
It's going good. How are you, Ms. V? Did you have a good Easter as well?
I'm doing great, and I did have and I'm going to say this. I know people will say, oh, this is when you know you're getting, oh, no, this is when you know you're living. Any day that I can wake up and say that I woke up, it's a good day.
So, yes.
I am here this week, which means I was here last Sunday. I am doing fabulous. And I know people will say, oh, why would you say something like that? First of all, you should be thankful for every damn day you wake up. Let's make that clear. Because somebody did not wake up this morning.
Yep.
And that person is not here to be thankful. And that's a family that is sad. And, you know, I don't care when you prepare for it. We were just having this conversation because I have my grandmother is here. She's going to be here for a few months. And I was like, oh, damn, my grandmama 95 years old. So, you know, she up there, and her mother did not pass away until she was 97. She actually passed away like a week before her 98th birthday. So we've been talking about that, and I know everybody say, oh, well, she's lived a great life. Yes, my grandmother's lived a fabulous life. We are also preparing that we know that we only have a few years left. I really hope I have a whole lot more years left with her, but, you know, as they say, everyone has to go. You know, there are some things that are guaranteed. You're going to live and you're going to die. That's, you know, when you pass away is we don't know, but that's going to happen. And I'm very grateful for her. You know, I tell everybody that my aunt, when she sent her here in March, God, I can't believe it's April already. She said, make sure mama come back home. And that's what we call my grandmother, mama. So I was like, yeah, I plan on her coming back. You know, what you mean? You know, because my grandmother actually has started. My grandmother has accepted, you know, as they say, she knows she's coming to the end. She doesn't know when. Yep. And let's make it clear. My grandmama is not in a wheelchair. My grandmama know how to cuss you out from A to Z, up, down, inside, and out, and all the way around, okay? She is very conscious.
Oh, that's very good.
Of who she's cussing out and when she's cussing them out. Let's make that clear. So,
I take it you've been on the receiving end of that before.
Yes, I have. Now it's kind of reversed. I am the oldest grandchild, so I make a lot of decisions for my grandmother. And when I say make a lot of decisions, not financially, she makes her own financial decisions. But, like, I know that my grandmother is cantankerous, and they say we go through the stages of life, infancy, adulthood, and when we become older, we kind of revert back to being children. So there are some things that my grandmother, when she gets into this like mood, she's ready to go home, she'll tell my mom. She won't tell me. The reason why she will not tell me is because I'm the one who controls the plane ticket. And I know one day she's going back. I already have her return flight set up. So it's like something she's just not going to tell me. And, yes, I have been on the receiving end of it, very much so. My grandmother raised me. I am named after my grandmother. So, yes, I know what the receiving end of that is very, very well. But, you know, as they say, people have their favorite children. I always tell people, I'm her favorite grandchild, and I'm her namesake. So I do get away with probably things that other people don't get away with. Like, I will say I get away with a lot. My entire life, I've gotten away with a whole lot with my grandmama because I am the oldest grandchild. And my children, in turn, have gotten away with a whole lot with my grandmother because they're the first grand.
They're great grandchildren.
I am the oldest grandchild. My children are the oldest and the second oldest great great grandchildren, and then great 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 their children, my son's children. So they have my son and daughter actually don't know what it's like to be on the bad receiving end of her, but they did live with her, so they probably do, because my grandson and granddaughter are the only ones who have never lived with her. My son and daughter lived with her for about 3 months when I was in college. So they'd have been on the receiving end of it also. But that's our babies. So they've been on the receiving end. But she's not at the point like this. She don't like something like my mom does. So she'll tell my aunt that she's ready to come home. And my aunt will tell her to tell me.
Yeah.
And the reason why my aunt tells her to tell me is because I'm the one who, again, takes her to the airport. I pick her up from the airport. I'm the one who knows her itinerary. My mother knows it, but my mother does not like driving to where the airport is because I live closer to the airport. So everything goes through me when it comes down to where she comes. I'm the one who say what day she gets to fly in and what time, and I'm the one who gets to say what time she leaves and on what day. You know, and that's because we have to work around my schedule. So when she ready to go home, she really don't like calling me because, see, she raised me. She raised me, so I kind of act like her. Which means that when somebody acts like you, you try not to be on the receiving end of your own self, just in a younger form, okay?
So I can actually see why your grandmother does that now. That way she's not on the receiving end of you bitching her out for. It's like, no, let your aunt take care of it.
That way you'll go off
on your aunt.
No, I don't go off on my aunt. My aunt, because she lives with my aunt, and my aunt is, now, just to be clear, I won't say my aunt's name, because my aunt is also named after my grandmother. So, and that's why I won't say her name, because my grandmother, it's our family, and remember, I think I've said this, our family, the females are named after all the females in our family. The first female born is normally named after the mother, first name or the middle name. So my aunt has my grandmother's first name. I am the firstborn grandchild. I'm not named after my mother because my grandmother actually told my mom when I was born, if you don't name her after me, we're going to have some issues. I won't stay the conversation. So.
Now, did you get the middle name or the first name?
I have my grandmother's middle name.
Okay.
So with my aunt being named after her, my aunt also gives it to her as much as she dishes it out because that's her oldest, that's her oldest living child. My uncle, who's actually the oldest, passed away of a massive heart attack in 2002. That was very unexpected. And with that, so it's my mom and my aunt. And like I said, she stays with my aunt most of the time. My aunt also dishes it out, just like I do. So she'll tell my aunt, but then my aunt will tell her to tell me. She won't call me and tell me. Because my aunt would say, did she call you? And I'd be like, no, she didn't call me. She know not to call me about that nonsense. And that's how it goes.
That's awesome, actually.
Because my aunt literally tells her when she's ready to come home to call me and tell me. Mm-hmm. And this time she doesn't have to call and tell me because I already know what day she's going back home. We actually did her time frame. Instead of her dictating when she goes back, we actually set up when she was coming and we set up when she's going back home. She know not to say nothing to me because she ain't going back home ahead of time. She can't go back home ahead of time. My aunt has a lot of traveling that she's doing. And my grandmother, even though she's able to take care of herself, she is 95 years old, so she does not drive any longer, which means that anything someone will have to go to my aunt's house to do things with her and take care of her. And my aunt currently is not in the country. My aunt will be back in the country in a few days, but then she's going to be traveling again. So it was just best not to have what the traveling that she's doing. It was best that she not be there or be trying to go back and forth, like for her to go back and then have to come back here again. It was just going to be so too much. So is she here?
Yeah.
She's here with my aunt for traveling. Any day I wake up, it's a great day. Now, I wish I would have won Powerball last night and I would be having a fabulous day.
No. I think I got like one number and it doesn't pay shit.
Well, I actually won $12 last night. I won $12 off of it. It was an easy pick. I did not pick the numbers. I did it quick pick or easy pick, however they call it. So I did win $12. But I ain't been nowhere near Iowa. So I'm like, shit, I don't even know nobody in Iowa, okay?
Was it Iowa that won or Oregon? Oregon.
No, Oregon. It's Oregon. Either way, I don't know nobody in either one of them damn places, okay?
I used to know one person in Oregon, but they moved back here to Oklahoma because it's getting too expensive to live there in Oregon.
Yeah, because it's that West Coast, that techie lifestyle, you know, it's something about the West, it's something about, and I'm going to say this, it's something about, like, when a new industry evolves, like the tech industry on the West Coast, it gets expensive. Now, here in the automotive industry, I guess homes did get expensive when the automotive industry first came here. I will say I think that was around in 1914, so I can't really say. But I can tell you, I'm going to have to use the proper word. My aunt told me I have to use proper words. Can I say this? I am very frugal. So I just can't. If I don't have the money, I don't see me buying some expensive ass fucking house, okay?
No.
If I can't pay cash for that bitch or pay it off in 5 years, bitch, not buying it. And when I hear people say, my house costs this amount of money, bitch, you must be going to pay that off until you die, okay? Because, see, I look at my home. My home is bought and paid for. And I'll call it living within your means, and that's the best way to put it. And I tell people, look at when you retire. Do you want to be, and I always tell people, if you want to have a mortgage payment until the day you die, you might as well be prepared to work until the day you die. The reason why I say that, because when you go on to a fixed income, when you retire, and everybody who retires is on a fixed income, there's nobody other than multimillionaires who are not on fixed incomes when they retire. But even they're on a fixed income because they pretty much quit working too, but, you know, they got to have good investments. Your income is going to be really cut. You lose 40% of your income when you retire. So I tell everybody I have to live within my means. And I'm doing one of my final big purchases right now. I'm having my AC and furnace put in my home. That's over $7,000 to have that put in.
Yeah.
My next big purchase is going to be my driveway that I have to have installed. But I needed to get the stuff inside my house done before I did my driveway. Because my driveway, I can't have it done in parts. I mean, I would prefer to have it all done at once, but I know that I am going to have it done in parts, for one, because of the size of my driveway, and I don't want to park my car on the street. So I'm going to have it done in two parts so that my car never has to be parked on the street. I'm not going to be able to use my garage for part of the time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them do the part where I have to park in front of my house. I'm going to have them do that first.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm going to have them do that first, and like I said, that's going to be another couple of years before that's done. I'm going to have them do that first so that when they when that finishes and cures, and then I'm going to have, I'm going to probably wait a few months. I'm not going to have it done immediately. I might have that part done 1 year and then the following year, the other part done.
The other second half.
yeah. But when I do it, it's going to be one of those where everything is, as much as I would like to have it done all at once, I would have to be going on vacation because my car is not being parked on the street, or I would have to know that I was not going to leave my house because you cannot drive over it for 7 days. So, but that's the last big thing. But I was like, oh, wow, now I can actually work on the inside of my house. Once my AC and furnace gets done in a couple of weeks, I will be able to do the things inside of my house that I want to do. And I won't be worried if my, first of all, I know my stuff is getting ready to die. Last year, what I made about on a wing and a prayer, I could see the sun of me not making it, possibly. And they said that my, they said that my AC and furnace was put in like 97. So this thing's got to be about 30 damn years old. You know, it's not a brand new one. They said it was put in sometime in the 90s, in the late 90s. So we're talking, what, 20 years old?
Yeah,
30 years
and that's,
old, almost
I mean,
30 years old.
That's really not that bad, but it's, yeah, it's close to time to might as well upgrade and get a better efficiency heating air unit put in.
And since I got my windows done a few last month,
uh-huh.
This is going to be perfect. This is going to have everything done. And like I said, now the stuff that I want to do inside my house, I will feel better. And then again, like I said, this El Nino, El Nino, or whatever it is, damn shit with the damn weather going on,
yeah.
I can see us having a hell of a goddamn summer and my AC having to be on. And I really don't want that damn thing to die and me trying to call somebody out here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the perfect time. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So they said they need a day to do it. Well, guess what? I'm not going to be freezing when they're doing it. And that's the beauty of it. I'm not going to be freezing. Because they got to take the old one out. They got to put the new one in. And they've got to do new duct work and a few other things they're going to do. So I'm just like, I'm good.
Yeah. Is your heater up in the attic?
No, everything is in my basement.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, everything is in my basement, so.
Okay.
And that's
the
where my
house,
other bedroom is.
Yeah.
Most of the homes here, most of the homes here in Michigan, your furnace is either in your basement.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have a slab, then everything's on the same floor. But aside from that, those are the two places that your heating system is. It's either in your basement or it's on the same floor with you.
Yeah.
Now,
the house
in California,
that
we had the wall heat, and that's the wall heat is different. When we look, I can't stand that wall heat where the
Yeah, natural gas or propane.
Well, it's natural gas. It's in California. It was natural gas, but instead of having like a whole venting system, your heat is coming out one location and the whole house got to heat up from that. And I hated that. So now that I've got the new windows put in my family room where I thought that I was, and I had really looked at it because you've been to hotels and motels where they have the wall heater that's actually permanently in the wall, but it's a heater because, and I really was going to have one put in that room because that room was getting so fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
Those windows made a world of damn difference.
Nice.
It used to be like, it used to be between the two sides of my house, it used to be like, I would say a good 5 to 10 degree difference. And that's a big drop when you go to a nice, toasty house from a one room and you go like, damn, what the fuck is this? This is cold. I mean, mm-hmm. I had like a space heater in that room. And after they put those windows in, I go in that room, I don't feel no difference. I'm like, okay. Actually, I be kind of, now I'm starting to sweat when I'm in there. I'm like, okay, shit. I like this. So, mm-hmm. that was,
yeah, see,
and I know now with the new furnace being put in, I'm really going to probably see a difference, because when this furnace was installed in this house, that addition was not on the house.
Okay. Yes.
So,
and see,
that was just
my daughter
at the time.
Yes, and that'll actually help. But my daughter, her house is one of those wall units. It's in the living room, and it basically does a two-bedroom, one-bath house as far as the heat.
And that's fine. That's fine, but I hate those things.
Yes,
because
you really can't
control the heat that well with them, even though they have temperatures on them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep, like, every single door in the house open.
Yeah,
and
or a fan in the hallway to blow
the
air. Yeah.
Air. To the particular rooms.
Yeah.
I just don't like them.
Mm.
You know, I will say, and maybe because I'm from the North, I've gotten spoiled. I'm not going to lie. I'm spoiled being up in the North. You know, I'm used to having my furnace and my, you know, I'm just used to having the vents in the house. I hate that I have floor vents in this house. I have wall vents in my other house. And, the floor vents, I just can't stand. My mother has floor vents, and I could not stand the floor vents.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a floor vent. It's actually under my bed because of the way my room was set up. And
yeah.
So my whole bed, I'm either hot or I'm cold in there. I'm just like, and when because I was like, oh, well, maybe I need to move my room around. Yeah, my crazy ass has a king-size bed, so the wall that my bed is on is the only wall that it can go on because of the stuff in my room.
Yeah.
So right up underneath the head of my bed is where the damn vent is, and I'm like, ugh, this sucks. But I've been here 10 years now, so I've gotten used to it, and again, because of the way I have everything set up, it works out well for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to talk about being lazy. So I'm going to go back to Easter. So anyone who knows me knows that I don't cook for Easter. I do not cook. That is the one day of the year where, and I also will not go to a restaurant. And the reason why I will not go to a restaurant is because I don't, in my opinion, when restaurants say they have dinners, or they have these special meals for Easter or Mother's Day, I personally feel that they just don't put the same quality and effort into it as they do on other days. And if I'm going to go to a restaurant, and this is just me, if I'm going to go to a restaurant on Easter, it better be a restaurant that only got so many tables and can accommodate so many people, because if it's not a restaurant that I would typically go to, like, I'm not going to go to some chain restaurant for Easter.
Yeah.
And when I say chain restaurant, I'm not going to Famous Days. I'm not going to Cracker Barrel. I'm not going to any of these places. And the reason why I'm not going is because people are going to be impatient. It's Easter.
Yep.
Everybody wants their food. You probably got a skeleton crew, even though you tried not to. Somebody took off on Easter. Somebody called off on Easter. Somebody's like, F this job on Easter. That's just how I feel. It's the hospitality industry. You know somebody got mad and was like, oh, y'all going to make me work on Easter. I'll show you. I ain't got to show up.
Yeah.
I can take this job, you know. And guess what? I'm not trying to be on the receiving end of some restaurant who done upset that one employee or few employees. It don't have to be only one. It could be a few. where they they just like, oh, y'all gonna make me work? I show you, y'all can, you know what y'all can do with this job. Y'all act like I'm, you know. And I don't want to be there. I don't like to wait long amounts of time for things. I feel that even though it's Easter, it's going to take longer because they're going to have an unusual amount of people. And even though they have tried to prepare, nothing against them, they have tried to prepare by having more people at work, but somebody called off. And it's only that person that you didn't want to call off.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't never the person you'd be like, if they call off, I'm good. It's always that person like, damn, well, we're going to have to make it work. So-and-so called off. Nah. So what I did for Easter, I did not cook again. But what I did do was I ordered a honey baked ham. I ordered the turkey from Honey Baked. I got the sweet potato souffle from Honey Baked.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Brussels sprouts. I mean, yeah, the Brussels sprouts from Honey Baked. Oh, I did everything Honey Baked except I did go and I don't know if you have it down there, but we had a store here called GFS, and GFS is like a Costco or a Sam's Club, but it's strictly food, and you don't need a membership. They sell to the public, but their stuff is like a lot. It's the larger quantities. Well, I went on their website, and I did the dessert from there. They had, because we really are not big sweet eaters, so I didn't want a big pie. I didn't want a big this. They had this thing called, they were called apple blossoms, and they were apples, like pastries that were like mini apple pies, but they also were covered in caramel. Oh, my God. They were so good, and they were just the right size. Come on,
Jordan.
And they only had to heat up for 25 minutes. So I picked up all the food on Saturday. Anybody who came, who was looking at my house probably thought I was crazy because they didn't realize what was going on. I heated up everything before I left. My mother did not know what to expect. I told her that I was bringing the food. I heated up every single item before I left my house. And I have, you know, when you go to the grocery store, they have the freezer bags that keep your food hot and cold.
Yeah.
Well, Costco gave me a bag when I upgraded my membership a few years ago that I really hadn't used because it was really too big. But it was perfect for this. This bag was big enough to hold all of the food that was hot. I put the food in there, the separate pans in the bag, zipped it up, kept all the food warm. I went to my storage room in my basement. I got the paper plates. I got the eating utensils. I got the napkins. I got the cups. I went to the fridge. I grabbed a bottle of Simply Lemonade. I took everything with me. I feel like your mom's house. When I took everything in there, she's like, you know, I got a dishwasher. So I was like, well, see, it's Easter. We shouldn't be cooking either. Oh, and I took the carry-out containers for me because I have the carry-out containers. And that's another thing the store sells. It's called GFS. They also sell, like, the carry-out containers. Not, they are way better than the ones they sell at Dollar Tree. Way better.
Oh, yeah.
These are the good ones. These are, like, the ones that you get from the restaurant. So I went in my basement and I grabbed a handful of them because I knew I was going to bring food home for me, too. When I say that we didn't have no food left over, my mother, she was like, you just prepared for everything. Yes, I did. I left the plates there. I left the utensils there. I left the paper towel there. I wasn't bringing nothing back home with me but what I wanted to bring, which was my little carry-out, my little bring-home container. But we cleaned up before we left. That's what I did for Easter. I personally, like I said, I do not cook on Easter. I will not cook. And I don't want anybody else to cook. And that cost me like $120. So guess what? We all ate. And on top of that, we didn't have to worry about nobody looking at us Well, I'm like, we don't have to worry about nobody staring us down. Like, are y'all finished at that table? You know, when y'all get up. We was able to have the food sitting there. You know, we did grace. My grandmother always does grace over the food. We did grace. We had our little sit down. Then we got up. Everybody went back into the living room, watched TV, chilling. I mean, hey, that's why I don't go to a restaurant. Because where are you going to go?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You ain't going to leave the food on the table and go back and watch TV. We know that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You got to think, you know.
And then dressed up.
Anywhere from 6 to 7 people out of 10 are going to be at church. So if you're going to go out and eat, you better go at like 11 a.m. to beat the church crowd.
Why everybody's still in church? That's what I'm saying. See, we ain't going through that. Like I said, we had to go through it. My mama didn't have to leave a house. She just had to get dressed. We didn't have to get dressed up either because, again,
Yep.
And guess what? My grandmama was able to go back in there, sit back in the easy chair, kick back. She watching TV. My mom was, like I said, I like that we was able to do everything. And my mother did not have to clean up because me and my daughter made sure that we didn't leave nothing for her to clean up. We even put the leftovers in the fridge that she had. When I tell you that's why I don't go out on Easter to eat, I just don't want to wait. And I was like, I probably would have spent more money and not got what I wanted. Let's make it clear.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to leave no food with nobody. We would have been restricted to just what we had ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody was able to take. Like, my daughter wanted the ham because I wasn't going to buy a ham. But my daughter wanted the ham because she made quiche. Listen, that little bitty ham that I got, the little bitty turkey that I got, everything was perfect. It was enough for people to have leftovers for a couple of days, but no food was wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and on top of that, I took my father, some food. So he was able to eat. So you're talking
good.
Me and my son and daughter, that's 3. My grandma and my mom, that's 5. So 6 people. So you say for maybe $105, 6 people ate a good meal?
Yeah, that's good.
Let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I got to get used to this cell phone of yours now. How was the Easter?
That's fine. I worked most of it. I worked most of Easter, and it was fun. And I spent some time with family and whatnot afterwards. Well, today, everything was fine. Until I got some bad news today. My mom just got a stroke today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Well, she's okay. She was caught in time. She's in the hospital and they're doing testing on her, you know. She just resting in the hospital.
So they caught her within that time frame where they were able to give her that medication?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good thing, and I'm not a doctor, so before anybody say, Ms. V thinks she's a doctor, no, I do not think I'm a doctor, but but I do know, because I've had quite a few family members have strokes, that if the stroke is caught, what is it, within the first 2 or 3 hours, there's a medication that they can give stroke victims.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cure the stroke, because you can't cure a stroke, but it's a very high percentage of the symptoms of the stroke that go away. So I know that getting that medication is very, very important. So I will keep your mother in my prayers because a stroke is nothing to play with. And
Right. Well, my niece told me about it, gave me the news. I was just so like, I was speechless. I was crying, and so I mean, I already lost a father. I want to lose her too, you know.
Yep.
I already lost a father. Hello.
Oh, we're here. We were listening. We were saying yes.
Oh, I just thought something was wrong at my end.
But
she's okay. She's okay. She's resting. Thank God. She's resting and taking it easy and let the doctors do their thing. Actually, the doctors are not the real person. The only person who can feel like God is the real doctor. God is
Amen.
The real doctor.
That is the truth.
Amen.
I mean, the doctors can do what they do, but as far as keeping alive, that's God's job. Doctors are just part of it, you know?
They are his servants. They are his, I will never say a doctor is God because I can't stand those doctors have those God complexes, but I will say that God gave them the knowledge and the ability to do the things and the technology to help comfort. And that's where I look at it. I will say if it wasn't for God, we would not have these good doctors.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors, when the doctors say, I am God, honey, you are not God. But with God's help, you are able to do things that we were not able to do in the past.
Yes. And my prayers are with you, family, or your family and you, Randy. And my prayers are with the whole city of Baltimore with what happened last week, too.
Yes.
What
happened?
What the heck? Wait. What happened last week?
The freighter that hit the bridge.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of something I didn't know. Yes. They're still working on that bridge.
And the West Coast, I don't know if you thought the earthquake. I know that quite a few people I know thought the earthquake. I got phone calls, but I know people both in New York and in New Jersey. So I was getting messages all morning because of the nature of what I do for my job, letting me know what was going on and people keeping me abreast of what was going on. So as soon as it happened, we were like getting a ton of messages, you know, letting us know what was going on. And apparently they're preparing for the aftershocks. They said the aftershocks go up to a week afterwards.
Yes.
So,
and when the earthquake happened in New Jersey, it seemed like that same day they had a smaller earthquake, but it was an aftershock.
Lady Liberty, let's shout out our girl right real quick. Lady Liberty, my girl, she is a trooper. That's my girl. She done got struck by lightning. She done dealt with an earthquake. Girl, I'm playing hanging on, okay?
She's not going nowhere.
Lightning, and the last one I saw, which was just recent, was wow. I mean, a beautiful photograph,
but girlfriend holding her own, okay? Let's give it up. Girlfriend holding her own. She ain't playing with nobody.
Yep, that arm didn't come down.
She's like, what a bitch.
I mean, the last time Baltimore had an earthquake, we did have an earthquake, was August of 2011. That was the last time we had an earthquake.
We just had one a few years ago.
Yeah.
And no, actually, it was not an earthquake. It was that damn meteorite.
That's every damn thing
because it actually went by my house and I felt that shot. I was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, come to find out it was a damn meteorite that hit here in Michigan. It shut some shit. Yeah. And it was close by my house. So it wasn't like it was far away because I felt that shit when it happened. I was like, what the fuck? So,
You know, I thought earthquakes only happened in California.
At least that's what I know
when I was a kid.
The last earthquake we had here that shook the house was January, February this year.
Really?
See, I've been in earthquakes, and I've been in earthquakes here in Michigan. I was actually 1989 very clearly. I was actually in the San Francisco earthquake, and 2 weeks later, I was in the Tokyo earthquake. Can you imagine being in two major earthquakes on two different continents, the same person being in it? You know, that's probably one in a billion chance of being in two different earthquakes back to back like that. You know, especially when you're talking about two different continents. And like I said, I was 600 miles from the epicenter of the Tokyo earthquake. I was actually in Misawa, Japan, and that Tokyo earthquake hit at 3 in the morning, and I was pregnant with my son, and I really do attribute that earthquake to the reason why my son was trying to come early, because I got the phone call, and he ended up coming like a week early. I got put into the hospital shortly there after that earthquake, just because it really took a toll on me. You don't think about an earthquake doing that, but it really did have an impact on me. And I think being in two different earthquakes, it was really different. But the San Francisco earthquake, I was in the plane. We were literally taken off from San Francisco. San Francisco was our layover, and we were taken off, and we thought it was bad turbulence. And the pilot came on, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. That was not turbulence. That was an earthquake. And we're like, what the fuck?
All I know is the one we had in 2011. I hope this will be the only one I will see in my lifetime. I'm personally.
But the way Earth is moving and the platelets, I mean, the platelets of the Earth, and I'm like, this is my geeky side coming out because I guess this is the geologist side of me. I'm that person who is like really geeky when it comes down to stuff because the different fault lines. And I did not realize that there was a fault line in New York. So there's a fault line that's actually here in Michigan also. And I'm like I said, it's that geeky side of me that it doesn't happen that often. But the shift, especially with the changes that the Earth is going through, and a lot of the changes that the Earth is going through is the reason humans have caused this. It's not a U.S. thing. It's a worldwide thing. The things that we have done as humans, cutting down all these trees, you know, trees are a big thing. I don't like the trees being all around my house. But the number of forests and the number of areas that have had trees cut down that really don't need to be cut down, like down the street from my house, there was like, when I moved out here, and I've only been out here 10 years, but there was like, I guess you would call woods, like on the other end of my street. And in the past 3 months, they just are cutting out all these trees. And I'm like, what the fuck? And we don't know what's going there. But that takes away from nature. Like, I have a lot of deers and wildlife. I live in an area where there's a lot of wildlife, deers, everything. And now I'm wondering where the deer is going to go because that was a big part of where they were living. And two different areas have just been cut down, and I know that was part of where they were living. So I'm wondering where they're going to go, and then less than half a mile from me was another big area where there were a lot of trees, and they've been cut. So the things that we're doing as humans, I attribute that to why the things are going on with the Earth. You know, I know they say... And I'm not a tree hugger, so before someone, I'm not a tree hugger, but I am a realist. We need trees to breathe. We need trees to breathe, and I think that they keep forgetting that. If we get rid of all these fucking trees, we're not going to be able to breathe. And I really don't want to be walking around with a damn oxygen mask on every goddamn day.
No. Well, that's the thing.
But if we continue to cut down the trees, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, everything that we breathe in is oxygen. What we exhale is actually CO2.
And that's what the trees live off of. And the CO2, that's why they tell people. And the more plants that you have in your home, the better. So, like, I have this humongous plant. This plant is, like, now up to the ceiling in my house. My daughter would say, you got to get another pot for it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to replant it again. But people who have a lot of – when you see people with a lot of plants in their house, you will notice that it seems the air in their homes are fresher than other – you can go out to someone's house who doesn't have plants in their house, and literally you can tell the difference. And you don't have to have a whole lot of plants. But plants keep you healthy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For me, I have, like, 3 plants in my house. I can't have a lot in my house because I have these damn animals that means dig. They got issues. Dirt means dig. So if I get plants, I have to have plants to hang, but they also have to have proper light. So I have one plant. I moved it from where it was to a new room so that it will not be disturbed and it's going to be able to grow in peace. And it's huge. And I'm sure that one plant with its humongous leaves is probably giving a lot of oxygen. And then I have 2 money tree plants. And I know they're giving off oxygen. And I do believe in talking to my plants and, you know, dealing with them just like I do my animals. So I tell people, like, I'm looking at my front yard and my grass and I'm looking at my backyard, like I'm looking at the tree in front of my house. Like I did have a tree behind my house cut down, but that's because trees will also mess up your plumbing. So the tree that was right behind my house, I was like, did you have to go? My plumber would be shot if I had that tree still up there, back there. But I do have other trees farther in my yard, farther back in my yard, and they are, as much as they get on my nerves, I love that they're back there because I know that they, you know, that's pollination. I actually was looking at some wildflower seeds earlier, and I'm like, wow, I could, you know, throw some wildflowers out here. I'm just, like, looking at different ways I can contribute to versus not help, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of trees, I noticed that a tree in my neighborhood, in the park in my neighborhood, so, like, falling down on something, it's sort of, like, rooted from the ground, and it's sort of, like, tilted over, and that's what the pavement on there. Lucky for people, no one was hurt, and no statue was destroyed. And I was looking at that today on my way home, and I said, damn, how did that tree get fallen down? It's falling down from the roots.
The age of trees, and then it's also when we have these bad winds, and then it's the roots, if they're not taken care of, like, trees are really hardy, and they can handle a lot, but they also, you don't have to do a lot of taking care of them, but with the droughts and stuff, like the different areas are going through, it's a lot that goes into it, you know. And like, I have 2 trees in front of my house, and I'm okay. I mean, they annoy me with their leaves and shit. Let's make it clear because I hate doing the leaves. But I also know that I'm looking at these trees. There's no danger of either one of these trees falling on my house. One of the things I did was I made sure there was nothing that can fall on my house and destroy it. So if a tree falls on my house, it's going to be because it's been uprooted and thrown to my house, okay? I do have a tree in my backyard that if it possibly falls, it will probably fall, and it will probably take out my fence. I hope it don't, but
wow.
If it does take out my brand new fence, guess what? My insurance company is going to pay for it because I just had that damn fence installed, so I'm going to be acting a fucking fool.
Oh, yeah.
How old is the average tree these days?
The average tree should be 40 and 50 years old. Here in the city of Detroit, I don't live in Detroit any longer, but the city of Detroit, back in the year 2009, 2010, actually went back into the neighborhoods and started putting trees in on the tree lines, so that they could get more oxygen, because they had cut down so many trees in the city. They actually replanted. So where I live, that they actually put a tree in front of my house. And I wasn't too happy about that. I was one of those people like, y'all didn't have to do that shit, because I had humongous trees in my backyard. I was like, I got all these trees in my backyard. Y'all don't need to put one in my. I actually opposed it because I already had big trees in my backyard, so I was like, I don't need one in my front yard.
Uh-huh.
These trees they put in because when the emerald ash borer came around in the early 2000s and they destroyed so many trees, they had to go and literally take out these trees and kill them. So they replanted trees that were hardier and able to sustain some of the invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm looking at the tree in front of my house. I think the tree that's in front of my house is probably about 20. It's not an old tree. It's probably about, I'll say, 25 years old. I know the tree that I had cut down in my backyard was my... That tree that was in my backyard probably was a little bit younger than me. And I say that because my house was built the same year that I was born. So me and my, or the year after. Either way, the age of my house, either me and my house are the same age or my house is a year younger than me. But either way, with that, that tree, because of the base of it and the location, I had it cut down. I had it cut down because it was too close to my house, and if it would have fell on my house, it would not have been good. I had it taken all the way down to the, I had the ground down also. But that tree, I will say, probably was about 50 years old. The ones that are in front of my house are much younger than that. They're probably, I'd say they probably half the age. They might be 25, maybe 30 years old, because their base is not really round. So
that's fine.
The average tree age, it really depends. It depends on when they were planted, and that's the one thing. Now, I'm looking at trees across the street from my house, and these trees across the street from my house, because I'm not a tree expert, these trees may be older because they line where I can't see where the apple orchard used to be. So in the wintertime, I can see really good. When they get their leaves and stuff on them, then they block, like, some of the traffic where I can't see stuff. But they've probably been there a while.
I think most trees will have a growth of maybe a per year.
When the shop next door was built back in the early 80s and they put a well in, there was no tree next to the well. Well, guess what? I got a well that has a tree right on top of it. So the plumbers cut out the roots and replaced the line feeding two houses and a shop. Then on top of that, I had to drill holes in it and put poison down it. So we kill that tree and cut it down.
It depends on the type of tree. So you really can't really say what the age of a tree is, because there's so many different species of trees. Each tree's base is different the way it grows. Some grow up, some grow round.
Yeah.
And
then there's another good example, too, in Hawaii.
there's a tree that grows widespread over there that they are killing them because they are not a native indigenous to the islands, and they were brought in and planted, and yeah, they're killing them out because they grow so tall that the root base is almost like a what would it be, like a pine tree. They're small bolts or bolts. They're small. So when those trees fall because of rain or whatever, man, they take out a whole lot of shit. So those, yeah, they've got to go in there, drill holes, put poison in, kill them, and then cut them down. And right now, that's part of, if you own property there, if that's on your land, that's your problem.
And that's the way it is in most states. If it's on your property, you have to deal with it. If it's on what they call the city or the state's property, then they will deal with it. And I tell everybody, that's why the tree was in my backyard. I knew that if I would not have had it cut down, I would have started having major plumbing problems. I can already tell my next-door neighbor, their tree is huge. It's one of those trees that's so big that it's like split into two trees. So it's like huge. This tree, when I say this tree is huge, it's huge. And you can't even though the property, the lot size is the same size as mine, which is a quarter of an acre, it seems so much smaller because that tree takes up a good quarter of that lot. That's how big it is at that base. And I'm like, I noticed that the plumber is over there a lot. And I know the plumber is there because of that fucking tree. It has to be. And I was like, I'm glad that bitch is over there and not over here. And if I wouldn't have taken care of the one that was in my yard, it would have been just like that. It would have been just like that. And I'm just like, this is crazy.
And so that's the thing.
Dogs are helping me because my damn dogs, now I had the damn tree taken down, but this damn dog of mine, I don't know how they figured out, they done dug, and I could see where the roots from the tree was, so I saw my body with my chainsaw. So they literally dug up underneath where the roots were. So I'm going to go out there with the chainsaw, and I'm going to cut even more. Even though I know it's dead from the grinding, that you know, me having the stuff ground out, I was like, I really know how to kill your ass now. If there is any possible life left, yes, sir. Now that the dogs and ducks up underneath it, all I got to do is go and cut it with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And we know.
But...
And we're at the end. I just got the 90-second warning. So we're going to talk football next week, you guys. I was going to talk football this week, but I had to talk food. But and we talked. Again, this is real talk, so you never know what we're talking about. I always tell everybody, that's why I love this show, because it's not. And I didn't put sex as nothing this time. But that don't mean. It don't mean it won't come up, but. But I will say that we have had a great show. We had a good conversation. Randy, definitely we're going to keep your mother in our prayers, you know.
Thank you.
And I want everybody to know, have a good week. Be safe. Oh, but that's so small. Don't mind look up directly at the goddamn sky. I do have my Eclipse glasses. I am not driving to one of those places. I'm in the 99-cent zone, 99% zone. So everybody have a good Eclipse Monday. Go get your little Eclipse stuff that they buying and selling. Have a great day. Have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Aloha.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a quite a lie.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.